Hello, I'm Lorna Jesty, and I'm joined by Mike Spivey to read the second part of this week's Chatterbox. Mike will start us off with Information Desk.
With thank yous. Thank you, Janice Hale, for your very kind donation. As always, it is much appreciated. Two thank yous must go to Mrs. Daphne Copeland and Mrs. M. Springall for the stamps. They are joining the ever-growing pile, waiting to be taken to Vision Norfolk. Margaret Hill, thank you for letting us know your wallet will be late back due to the icy weather last week. I think a lot of listeners were similarly affected, along with a postal strike, as quite a few were not returned today, but they will turn up when we are next in the office on January the 5th. And lastly, thank you for your note, Dennis King. It's nice to know when the recordings are enjoyed.
Hello and Merry Christmas. It's Tim here with glad tidings of great joy. Well, sort of. The Chatterbox Christmas special follows this edition of Chatterbox. And what a bumper special it is. As well as your requests and dedications for music and readings, we hear from the one and only Keith Skipper. Wise words from the Boy John's Aunt Agatha. The Bishop of Norwich Cathedral, Graham Usher. As well as a TV themes quiz and humorous items, seasonal prose and music galore. Stay tuned at the end of this recording for the Chatterbox Christmas Special 2022.
Vision Norfolk have asked us to publicise the following. As the major phase of the St Stephen Street Improvement Scheme has been completed, Norfolk County Council will be undertaking works along St Stephen Street to allow planting of trees and vegetation in the new planters from 9th to the 16th of January 2023, so as not to disrupt the Christmas festive period. Reasons for work? Enhancing the look and feel of the new street layout. Planting outside of the summer season gives plants a chance to acclimatise to their new location and establish root growth before the summer heat arrives. St Stephen Street will have a lane closure and one-way system operating, with the one-way system changing direction midway through the week to allow planting on the other side of the street. Works will take place first on the inbound Chantry Place shopping centre side of the road. Diversion routes for traffic that use St Stephen Street will be provided whilst the one-way system is in place, and every effort will be made to complete the works as quickly as possible. Bus stops will not be in operation on the closed lane side of the road, and bus passengers are advised to check with service providers for any alterations to timings. Information regarding alternate stop locations will also be posted at the effective bus stops before work start. That's all for Information Desk this week. So I will ask Mike to introduce our third set of news stories.